Joining me in the room podcast to talk about his latest win back at Combat Zone 83 is the Jaguar, Jacob Bone. Jacob, once again, welcome to the show and thanks for the time, my friend.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. You know, great start of the year. I'm having a ball myself out of the cage and, you know, doing things on the side. But watching you, man, right, you know, beginning of 2024, you'll go against another stud in the New England area, and you come away with a finish. Let's talk about that fight, Combat Zone 83, and how you felt in there.
Yeah, as always, man, I appreciate you having me on the show and boosting us fighters. It's a big support, man. Without you, you know, we'd be in the shadows too much. But, yeah, man, that last fight was a good fight. He's a good striker, and he put on a good fight with Barrett, and I knew he was gonna be a banger. So, you know, I was working on my boxing a lot. I told everybody my boxing. I told myself that, and I just did it. My boxing and my wrestling. So, put it together, and just in the stance I wanted to. I just literally feel like I wanted to own my stance. I'm always playing around. I tell everybody, all my guys, and anybody I work with. And I just haven't had too much, like my boxing coaches in the past tell me I get good angles, but I don't do anything with them. And, you know, I have good footwork, but I just felt like I was actually using it in an offensive way this time, like low and sturdy and forward in my career.
Well, as far as studying up on Mo, like he's fought Peter Barrett. You've been in the same cage with Peter Barrett. What were some of the fights that you really focused on, some of his past fights, to kind of get a game plan going forward with him?
Well, I mean, like I said, I knew he didn't want to be on the ground, and he liked to stay long. He was a good striker at distance. In range, it looked like it was a little more like sitting on him where we're close and we're down rooted, we're boxing. It was more of just a kind of, you know, kind of good counters and stuff when he made the distance and angles with it. But yeah, he wanted to stay long and he didn't want to grapple. So those are the big things I took from that. And like my wrestling, I wanted to be in close range and I wanted to box. Yeah, I wanted to wrestle. I want to grapple. Good at it.
Well, there was a lot of that going on. And, you know, from a couple of our past interviews, you talked about being a complete martial artist in there and kind of taking your time and not getting into a brawl all the time. But, you know, Mo Kanani, he's been in a lot of brawls. And, you know, going into that fight and during that fight, what was the feeling, you know, in there? Is it business as usual? Or did you just feel like you had way more experience in there and, you know, you could just control the pace and control the fight?
Well, yeah, I knew I had more experience, so I had that over his head. But, yeah, the more times you're in there, the easier it gets. The more you see, the more your style becomes grounded and you really start to find yourself. I mean, it takes some people, they find it quickly, but, like, I just, MMA, like, there's so much to the sport, the ground, the standing, the, you know, in between. But I've really found my style lately.
As far as fighting for Combat Zone, this was your first time, I believe, fighting in that promotion. How was it for you and what was the experience for you? Because you've been fighting all over New England and most of the promotions here since you know, early in your career. How is this compared to the other promotions?
Yeah, Combat Zone was awesome. It was a really good promotion. The guys were all cool, all the you know, people working there, and that's really like one of the big things I look at. Like I love the cage, I love the you know, the lights, the cameras, the action, all the stuff when they put that stuff on, and like the different little whatever they do for different Facebook and Instagram reels, all the stuff, social media stuff they put up, but one of the things I really like, I like that, you know, not to change it on to Cage Titans, but Cage Titans is a really good family. Combat Zone was a great family. Like they made that good family feeling. So that's just what I'm big about.
Excellent. Well, as we move on, we might mention Cage Titans a little bit in this conversation, but you know, Jacob, let's talk about this. You know, you've won against four legit opponents, top five guys in New England in the past since the end of 2022. How are you feeling about your career since that, since the end of 2022? Because you entered that Cage Titans cage. You lost your first two, I believe, fighting Joe Giannetti for the title, then Peter Barrett in the fight of the year. You know, how do you feel about, you know, your career since, you know, them last couple of losses?
Yeah, man, I, Armando, he got me there, not this last fight, because I obviously won my last one, but the fight before that, he got me. And, yeah, I just didn't have a good fight that fight, you know, and yeah, I had a good camp for it, but I just didn't have a good camp. And, you know, it is what it was. You know, you have good fights. Some you don't win them all. You know, it is with my record. You obviously know that I fight all the tough guys. So win some, lose some. But overall, yeah, my career is going great, man. I'm really, like I said, finding my style, and it's just, I feel like it's just starting to take off. You know, I mean, feeling good.
Excellent. Well, we're 2.5 weeks removed from that last win of yours. A lot of promotions, a lot of fights coming up, a lot of cards. Talking about Cage Titans, we have a card at the end of the month, and there's a bunch of fighters on that card that I believe you tussled in that cage with. Are you interested in some of the outcomes that are going to be happening at that Cage Titans event? Are you going to be watching for maybe a potential opponent? Maybe a rematch, or are you looking to, you know, get out of the area, you know, for your next bout?
Man, yeah, I don't even, you know me, I don't care. But this next card, the next Cage Titans card, there's some scraps going on, and there, you know, yeah, a lot of potential matchups. So, man, there are some good matchups, and a lot of guys that I'd like to fight too. But I mean, I've already fought them, so I'm always just like, oh, I love the sport and the in that part, like where it's just always an adventure, you know, kind of fighting a new guy, new game plan. I've never sparred this guy. I've never fought him. So it's going to be a whole new dance with this person.
Well, I'm one to try to get the beans here, Jacob. So you have a fighter under your wing that is fighting that night, and a cross-training fighter that you help out in his career with Jonathan Piasma fighting for their title. You got Jake Hixenbaugh coming in. I would imagine, are you going to be in Jake's corner that night?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, so you're going to be in the, you're going to be watching these fights. You're going to be helping Jacob.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in the place. So there is a possibility that you could be called into that cage at the end at the end of the night sometime, I would imagine. So
yeah.
Is that?
I don't know. Nobody said anything yet, but if they want to call me in there, I don't know.
Well, Jacob, there could be a couple of callers, a couple of fighters calling you in that cage, other than, you know, not Mike Pulvier. So, you know how you know how the Cage Titans community is, and there's a bunch of guys in there that would love to fight you. I saw you at after parties with Peter Barrett shooting the shit, talking about your fights and just like the ball you guys had in there, man. So. I love to see it with you, bro. You know, mix it up in New England again. You got, you know, like I said, you're 4 out of 5 wins in your last five, four wins out of your last five, but all of them 4 wins have been New England guys, top 5 guys. So you're on a roll around the area. So there's a lot of eyes on you here too.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, like I said, I feel good lately. Like I really, not to be like a broken record, but like I found my style, and I like really like how I put it all together last fight. And like I said, like just a complete package, like the whole MMA, working every part of it.
Well, your whole career here, man, you're 14 and 11. You got 2 finishes in your last 5 fights against 2, like I said, top 5 fighters in the area. Are you looking, I mean, you know, you got PFL with all, you know, these tournaments, and you know, is the UFC still in your mindset, like that you can get there by the end of the year or a couple of more fights? Like, what's your ultimate goal here, as far as, you know, in your career as a mixed martial artist?
Yeah, I'd love to go to the UFC someday. That'd be awesome. I mean, like when you look at some of the fighters in their UFC, they're usually all tough guys in there. But I mean, like a tough guy, I put on a good fight. Like I just got to keep grinding and, you know, put on a good show for somebody, you know, make the right connection at the right time and a nice little highlight reel, and then you get the call.
Excellent, man. And you're always ready, Jacob. It could be a last minute replacement there, and you're always ready for a scrap.
Yeah.
So, and it's shown in your career. You always make weight, so they know that you're a valuable guy if they need to call someone for to fill in. So, you're doing it, man. Big fights, Cage Titans got their eye on you. Everyone else got their eye on you. There's a lot of titles out there up for grabs after, these next couple of cards. But, man, congratulations on all the success and coming to New England and getting, a big name for yourselves, man. I think the beginning of 2022, that's when you really started really focusing in and putting it on the fighters in New England.
Yeah. I've just become the more experience, in the cage, it just gets easier every time you get in there, and you just I put on good shows, so I don't see why they wouldn't want me, you know.
Well, my man, anything you want to say to leave off here? Any thank yous? Anything you want to say about the upcoming fight? Maybe about Jake and what do you got to say toward the end of this conversation?
Yeah, man. I can't wait to go to the Cage Titans fights. End of this month, me and Jake just put in some good work today. Jake's going to shine, obviously. John's going to shine. We got so many other good fights on the card, but, it's going to be a good night. Just can't wait.
It's going to be a fun night, my man. I'll see you on the 30th, bro, at Cage Titans. I can't wait to see what happens after, those couple of fights toward John's main event. But, it's going to be an exciting night. We'll see you with the crew and John and all his family. It's a great night. Hopefully you're at the after party this time. I know, you got to get back to the
there. Man, I totally forgot. Saturday, I just got my black belt too.
That was here. Talk about it, Jacob. How long's it been and what's that mean to you? We'll leave it off there. What's that mean to you to get that black belt?
Man, yeah, that is awesome. Some people were saying, it's time, it's your time, it's about time. And I'm like, it's time when it's time. I told a lot of my good friends that. And it's like, I feel like I understand where they were coming from. They wanted to, they were just happy for me. But this, my journey through this, everybody's journey has been, is different. It's been a long road, different gyms, different locations. I'm doing the MMA thing, so I can't focus all my time in just jiu-jitsu. I gotta, wrestle. I gotta do Muay Thai. I gotta do kickboxing. Boxing, just freaking gotta stay lifting and work out, whatever. But I just couldn't focus as much time as I wanted it to do, I guess. And I don't know. My main goal is from the beginning, I love fighting. I want to fight. So I'm gonna do good at all these other sports, and eventually, I knew I was going to be a black belt someday, but I was in no rush for it, and I was only chasing a belt. So it is what it is. But it felt good, man. It felt really good. It was just a good day, too. Good feeling. I was nervous as hell because it was I was more nervous to that than I was in a cage. I really was.
Yeah.
I was more nervous to that than I was the cage because it was not through Skype with the, we had our red belt grandmaster Flavio Baron there, and then his son Silvio was there. And then there was so many other black belts there on the Skype watching. And then my professor, Curtis Mosley, was there in person with me. And my whole team was there. I've seen the pictures there on Facebook and Instagram. But it was good. A lot of people there came for me, and it was just really cool. Because that's the reason I started this anyway, is I love the whole team. I love that, the whole team family environment, that vibe. We make each other better and we build each other up and we push through some tough shit together, and we're there for it.
Excellent, my man. Well,
it does take some,
you got a lot of guys, girls under your wing here that you're going to be taking along, and someday you're going to be handing one of those them one of those black belts yourself. So, man, you're going to be doing this for the rest of your life, and I couldn't be more proud of what I'm seeing out of you, man. 14-11. Four big wins here in New England, and who knows what's next in the next couple of months for you. But I'll see you on the 30th, Jacob, and congratulations, man, on a great career so far, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, maybe that black belt will look better for the credentials to get to the UFC. I don't know.
Excellent. and you know, also maybe a belt around your waist, you know, Cage Titans belt around your waist. But we'll see, my man. Yep. That's a little ways down the road, brother. I'll see you on the 30th. Jacob,
March 30th, brother.
I have your Instagram here. Is there anything else that we want to follow you on? Facebook is just your regular name, right?
Yeah, Facebook, just Jacob Bowen, Instagram, and Bowen, Jacob Bowen, whatever, you know.
Excellent. And anyone wants to go on his social media, you can see his promotion, black belt, all, you know, some all his fight. Look on any promotions page anywhere, and you'll see Jacob's face or some blood or something going on. He's been in everyone's cage. So, Jacob, I'm excited to see you as out of the cage on 30th, because we can have a beer together. We can have a beer together, and we can just talk about fighting, right. You know what I mean? So I'll see you on the 30th. I can't wait. Cage Titans here. It's coming, man.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, bro. See you then.
All right.